This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's off. Last-minute technical trouble forced SpaceX to call off today's attempt to launch four astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA. The problem involved the engine ignition system. The National Weather Service has been warning of damaging winds gusting maybe to 110 miles per hour through states including Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois. The war in Ukraine, now in its second year, and some lawmakers here in the U.S. are pushing the Biden administration to supply Ukraine with the fighter jets it's asking for. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Not everyone in Congress supports more military aid for Ukraine, but Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan says they need F-16 fighter jets, and the Biden administration should do it now.
They have slow-rolled critical military weapons systems.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. So did White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, defending the stance on the fighter jets.
This phase is about ground combat and being able to have the tools in the hands of the Ukrainians.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Many economists expect a recession later this year. The AP's Donna Warder.
The 48 economists were surveyed by the National Association of Business Economics, and 58% of them believe there will be a recession sometime this year. That's the same percentage as in December. But only a quarter think a recession will begin by the end of March. In December, one half thought a recession would begin by the end of March. A third of economists surveyed now expect a recession to begin in the second quarter.
Dozens of migrants are dead after a shipwreck off Italy's southern coast. Rescue crews have been searching for survivors. Officials pointing to the dangers of migrants trying to reach Europe like this. Everything Everywhere All at Once dominated at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. This is AP News. Did you see any movies over the weekend? The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania maintains its lead at the box office this weekend, even as interest in the movie dropped dramatically.
Second chances don't come around all that much.
The Ant-Man sequel made $32.2 million in its second weekend of release, but its box office take dropped nearly 70% from last week. It's gotten some of the worst reviews and audience scores for a Marvel Cinematic Universe film. Cocaine Bear made $23.1 million and comes in second. Jesus Revolution, starring Kelsey Grammer as a minister, debuted in third. Avatar: The Way of Water is in fourth place. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish takes number five. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Walter Mirisch, the Oscar-winning producer, has died at the age of 101. He oversaw classics like West Side Story and Some Like It Hot and In the Heat of the Night. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.